kicked off a new series here on Life Matters. It's called Backflip. We're following ABC documentary maker Mike Williams as he tries to turn his health upside down by learning to do a backflip. He's never done any gymnastics, and his favourite food group is pizza. In this second instalment, we'll follow Mike as he tries to tick all of the necessary boxes. He has to get approval from his doctor, meet his gymnastics coach, and face possibly the most important hurdle, ABC, work, health and safety. But first, a little thing called the City to Surf Fun Run.
Are you ready to go, yellow group?
Hello, friend. I've heard about you. Heartbreak Hill.
It's the hardest part. Just get to the top of the hill and then it's easy. Keep going.
All of my energy is into just putting one foot in front of the other. So I don't really have anything to say other than I hope I can finish. How are you?
You're looking more like an ABC person all the time.
I was wondering how long it would take before you'd make an ABC crack.
I know this guy very well, but not as well as he knows me. I've been coming to see Dr. Willis and this surgery since I was 4 years old. To be sure I'm doing the backflip project safely, I need his approval.
Standing, and then I jump, and I do a backflip, standing backflip.
Sounds a very foolish thing to do, but I'm interested.
Why is that? Why is it foolish?
Because you could do yourself a dreadful injury. I mean, you're a young bloke, so yes, with being taught how to do it, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It's 70. But
okay, well, I just turned 30.
Yes, exactly. You okay. Should be able to do it.
The premise is bigger than the backflip. I'm trying to become healthier. That's what this is about.
Yes.
But having a goal like that is going to focus me.
I don't think being able to do a backflip is going to be a measure of how healthy you're going to be.
Ah, yes. Okay, that's interesting scientifically. But metaphorically, as a symbol of my health, it works very nicely, Doctor.
Agreed.
My last checkup was 2 years ago. For an unhealthy person, I don't come to the doctor very often. I'm lucky. I rarely get sick.
There's the physical examination from the outside.
Okay. Yep. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Okay, great. You're the doctor, okay?
Yeah. No.
Dr. Willis begins the physical examination.
That's your blood pressure. That's 145 on 85, which is...
Is that good?
Uppish for someone your age, but probably normal... For your size, feeling your abdomen, no enlargement, just a bit of pud.
A bit.
I then step on the scales like I step on my enemy's throat. By the way, I don't have any enemies, except for the scales.
This is the weigh-in, I guess.
What is it?
133.6.
All right, well, that's gone up. You've gone up 5 kilos from when I last saw you.
I don't have time to be embarrassed about that number. The fact is, I've eaten a lot of pizza in my life. Be happy for me. I'm facing my health in the eye and trying to do something about it. That's a big deal for me.
I can't find anything wrong except that you're overweight.
Yep. How much overweight?
Your BMI is about 38, and that's in the obese level.
What's worse than obese?
Very obese.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty bad.
You know what's scarier than a backflip? Excess weight that leads to cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, or something else. The thing is, 2 in 3 adults are considered overweight or obese. For now, I have the doctor's blessing. But as we wrap this bulk build session, I can't help but ask.
Do you reckon in 6 months I'll be able to do a backflip?
No.
Why are you so confident about that?
Because you're too big.
That is Adrian Lux, teenage crime. Taking a lot
Word of backflip has spread around the ABC. I'm invited to discuss the project on Triple J's Drive show with Veronica and Lewis.
Like it was funny? Oh, backflip? It's fun. Now it's not funny.
No,
it's not funny anymore.
Can I be honest, Mike? When you first told me about this, I was worried for you because I've seen people fail at backflips and it's a spinal issue. It's a neck issue. It's a your life issue.
Yeah.
And I don't
yeah.
know if you're taking that seriously.
Well,
Emily, from Officer in Victoria, you have also attempted a backflip. How did it go?
I landed on my head and I actually broke my neck.
Oh!
Can I say, would you recommend Mike, a man who's never backflipped before in his life, try to learn to backflip in the next few months?
Yeah.
You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis. See you, Mike.
Bye.
In a parallel universe, in the same building, someone else wants to discuss the project.
We can get really sort of stock standard requests and we can get some really unusual ones.
Have you ever had a backflip?
The backflip was definitely new and a more unusual one.
Sandina is a work health safety advisor. She's running me through what I need to do to make sure we mitigate any risk. I decide now's probably not the best time to mention my favourite Helen Keller quote, that life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. When Hunter S. Thompson bought the ticket and took the ride, I bet he didn't have to fill out a risk assessment.
If you talk about a backflip in gymnastics, a backflip will involve putting your hands on the ground, so it's sort of like doing a backwards handstand and then flipping over.
I'm lucky. Sandina used to do gymnastics as a kid. And the first thing is to define backflip.
A backwards somersault is the one that you often see, I suppose, the NRL football players do as a celebration when they have a try, which is where they'll actually do an actual somersault in the air and they're not in contact with the ground at all.
Right. So what you're saying is I've named the project the wrong thing because I want to do the backwards somersault.
Well, maybe it is.
I can't change the name. We've already set up the website. Backwards somersault doesn't sound as cool anyway.
What are some of those questions you'd like me to think about?
Let's start with you yourself as an individual. So what's your pre-existing level of fitness? Are you someone who...
I've got this cough at the moment, sorry.
That's all right.
Sandina asks about my fitness starting point, any sins of my youth that could come back to haunt me. The environment I'm training in is important. Also, the credentials of my coach.
We do want to make sure that at the end of the day, once you've told your great story, that you're actually safe and well at the end of it.
Sorry. Sorry.
The most important decision for the success of the project is who I find to train me. Everyone wants to know, who in their right mind will attempt to help me flip?
Commando. You need Commando.
You know, from The Biggest Loser, Commando.
I'm not getting Commando.
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
Okay, so here I've arrived at Dalecki Studio. What's the official name of the gym?
The gym is Dalecki Strength Gymnastics.
In the mixed bag industrial area of Sydney's Marrickville, I meet a team of sisters. The Dalecki duo. One coach isn't enough for me.
So I'm Kat Dalecki. I'm the older sister. We started our business teaching adults how to do gymnastics. So basically anyone who has had no gymnastics background or experience and want to learn something new and improve their flexibility, strength and all of that.
That's so cool. That's exactly what I'm after.
Gymnastics lessons right. for adults. That's me.
I'm Evelina. I am the younger sister. We grew up doing gymnastics. We started when we were really young. When we got into the adult fitness industry, we realised there was like really something missing and we thought that was like the fun element was really missing. So we started to build the business. It's a growing part of the industry now, I think.
They attract adults who missed out on gymnastics or wish they'd stuck with it, or maybe they saw an episode of Ninja Warrior and got inspired.
For a lot of males, they just weren't really like encouraged into that avenue because it was seen a little bit too girly. And then I think for the girls as well, it was sort of really serious or it's very, very recreational and there's nothing in between.
It's interesting that my go-to association with fitness was to run. It's socially acceptable to run, but it can be repetitive. And I wouldn't describe my experience so far with it as fun. The adults who come here are just like me. They have their own goals, and Kat and Ev want to help them achieve it.
So what draws you to it?
I haven't actually told them what my goal is yet.
To try and learn a backflip. This is the worst case scenario.
We were trying to guess what the goal was going to be, so we thought it was either going to be a backflip, a muscle up, or a handstand.
They tell me the backflip isn't the hardest move technically, but it will require the most courage.
People don't have a lot of experience with sort of travelling backwards and throwing their body and their power into a position where they're not fully in control, or they don't feel fully in control.
I'm used to not feeling in control. That's how I feel about my health sometimes.
So, yeah, you do need to do the work, break it down, understand all the progressions, and then when it comes down to it, you do need to trust yourself. Do you have fears around travelling backwards and doing backflips and stuff?
Well, I've never done one.
Okay, you never did it.
I have been on the pirate ship, though, which went back. Does that count?
At Wonderland?
Yeah, does that count?
Definitely doesn't count.
There's an important question I have to ask that they're the most qualified out of anyone to answer.
Assuming that I put in the work, is it possible?
It's possible.
Ev's confident. Kat takes her time.
I'm going to say it's possible, but I think that you'll probably still need us there.
That's okay. This is good. All I'm asking for is a chance.
So our first exercise we're doing is shoulder cars are controlled articular rotations. It's basically just a joint circle.
Kat runs me through an assessment. She's testing joint flexibility, strength. They want to get a baseline. Ev writes notes on the laptop as we go.
To create tension through your body, take that arm up.
I didn't realise how many parts of the body will need to be tuned to do a backflip.
I guess we're looking at your shoulders and your hips. They look pretty good, but we're thinking about your back. Your back looks pretty tight.
Everything has to talk to each other, from my wrists to my hips. And there's good news. Arms above my head look flexible.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Flying start. Yes.
But they're weak. That's all right. Maybe we can fix that. Bending the other direction, backwards behind me, it's not as good.
Ideally, we want something like 90 or as close to 90 okay. degrees as all right. possible. So that you're at 45.
I'm halfway there. That's
yeah.
a pass.
Yeah.
I don't think it works like that. For now, it's clear. I have my work cut out for me.
Come on, mate. Downhill all the way. Let's finish this.
This is it, the final bend. Here we go. So close. The City to Surf Fun Run. Wasn't that fun? I didn't really run it, I walked all of it. But I did it. I did it! And honestly, I didn't know that if I was going to be able to do this. Makes me think, if I can do this, what else can I do? Woo!
That's Mike Williams in the second episode of a new series on Life Matters. It's called Backflip, and you can catch up on episode one anytime. Look for the Life Matters homepage. You'll see a picture of Mike Williams attempting a push-up. Let's hope he masters that soon. In the next instalment, nutrition. Can Mike replace pizza with something healthier?